No, no. You give them a base.
You give them a base.
Yeah, we just finished it. Okay?
That's right. We just started news.
Yeah, we've started talking about Passy Biros, about the contraptions which have four poles on the corners. Right? Now, why do you need four poles on the corners? Right, you remember we had the picture? You have the picture book?
Why do we need four poles on the corners?
Yeah. No, the one's going to ask that. I'm not asking you. Rhetorical question. It doesn't have a tent, right? The point is not so much the poles, but rather that the poles have to be two-sided, right? But first picture in the second paragraph. Yeah. So the poles have to be two-sided.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, I know why I'm confused, because we were looking at
the what?
Perishrei,
right. So, Lefisha Purtz Rabba Loimed, since you have more free space than standing structure, because there's more a lot of free space between the two between the pillars, that's why you have to make two-sided pillars. Avalop shooting, not single ones. In other words, now if you take a little picture, it has to be like you attest that each pillar is double-sided and not single-sided like you proposed in Chof. Single-sided, it's too much open area and too little vent. That's no good. Right, not like the picture next to it. That's right. Okay? Indicates also that there's another restriction. The other restriction which we have is that we only permit this type of setup where there's actually a well. But if there's no actual well, then we do not permit this, right? Rabbi Zira B'Shev Reloza said, Higyuchos Sof Tchumei Shabbos. At Echonim, Rabbi Lez says this shows you how far Yucha means how far they reach the ends of the limitations of Shabbos. Here, Tchum Shabbos doesn't mean the actual walking distance, but the boundaries of the per restriction of Shabbos. Shim also came a makom acher v'chazar that it teaches you how severe Shabbos is. That if you would have made this structure even somewhere else. Even not around a well, and b'chazav rezorak, and then you throw something. Now here's a typo of the next few words. It should be me'rishus harabim l'socho. If you throw something from the public domain into the Passy Biros, you're chayev. You're liable. If you throw something in the Passy Biros, even though there's parts merubal oimed, there's more open space than standing structure, right? Nevertheless, as long as you have these four pillars at the four corners, you create Rishus HaYochid, you throw something into the confines of those four pillars, then from Rishus HaRabim, that's throwing from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, and you're liable to a Chatos, or if you do it intentionally, to the death penalty. Alright? Ram Rabbi Yossi said, Levisha B'chom Makom, he's really reiterating what we just learned. Sits all over, I made Rabbal HaParutz. You normally have to have more structure than open space, right? That's a general principle. In order to make something, confine an area, Rishus HaYochid has to have more structure surrounding open space. Here, however, V'kane Keltel HaShiaparutz Rabalaimid. Here you were permissible in that you allowed the open space to be more than the structure. So therefore, in order to counterbalance that leniency, we're more stringent in another regard, or the Torah is more stringent in another regard. What was that? Normally, the minimum shear of a wall is four tefachim. A wall is four tefachim wide. It doesn't have to be wider than four tefachim. Right? Here, however, the kad osa pashal sheish tefachim. Here, on this wall, the wall has to be six tefachim, meaning that each of these pillars has to have two sides, each side of which is not four tefachim, as the normal minimal width of a wall, but rather six tefachim. Okay? So this is a special chumrah which we have. The truth is, I didn't realize that when we learned in the Bavli never pointed it out. But in fact, this is a unique stringency, that normally four tefachim suffices to make a wall, and here you not even need actually six. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, Lo yitiru pasbiros el ole regolim bilvad. The only time they allow pasbiros is for the people making the pilgrimage festivals to Yerushalayim. Now this generates a machlokus. What do you mean by that? Rav Avin Amar B'shas Oli Regolim, only when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you know, at the time when there was literal pilgrimage. So therefore, in our day and age, we would not be permitted to use Pasbiros. So it would be forbidden to do a pilgrimage anymore. Right. Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchok said, Bivnei Oli Regolim, whenever they're pilgrims, even in our day and age, in other words, a youth doesn't learn that it's limited to the epoch when there's a Beis HaMikdash, but as long as, say, they're wayfarers and they're traveling to Yerushalayim, they have this permissibility to use a pas biros. Amar Rabbi Ezra Kumi Ma'ra'imana. Rabbi Ezra sent from Ra'imana. Masnisa, I have a Bryce Amrake, which says, tells us this. What does it say? It says, Osim Pasin Biros, Pas Biros Bismanase. What is allowed to make pasi biros in our day and age, right? You're allowed to do it even in our day and age. So it says, wait a second. Vatina, did we learn a brisa? Mimali mi bora goila bigalgo b'shabes. What is allowed to fill up, there's a certain bore, certain well, which was on the way to Eretz, the way to Eretz Yisrael, the way to Israel from Bavel. And it says about this well, you're allowed to fill it up with a pulley, meaning for, you know, extend a bucket down on a pulley on Shabbos, right? Mibora godo, mibnei ma mali miber v'chule, etc. Mibnei ma mali miber hakar begalgo biyontif. Why are we allowed to fill up for all from this well, and also from the cold well, another well which there was called the cold well? With a pulley on Yontif, Ela b'shar she'ola Yisrael min ha'goyla. When Am Yisrael left Bavel at the time of Shivas Tzion, time of the return to Zion, second base on Mikdash, v'chon aloso be'er, they camped on that well. V'histui moyem anavim she'beinehem. And the prophets were with them at the time, made a condition, that from this cold well, they're allowed to use a pulley in order to pull it to, even though pulley seems to be, you know, beyond the pale of what I would normally allow on Shabbos Yontif, that they're allowed to use this pulley on in this cold well on Yontif. Now, if that, lo kol be'eros hakar hikthiru, we know that in that case, they didn't permit all cold wells, in other words, all wells which have cold water, El Osa Ber Kishachanu Aleha Bivat, only that well which they camped upon when they were coming from Bavel to the land of Israel. Kimodat Omer Taman Mashuhuta Orta, just like you say over there, that which is permitted is permitted. In other words, that which they expressly permitted is permitted. Viko, so too, Mashuhutar Hutar. Only that which is expressly permitted should be permitted, meaning only that which is permitted at the time when they allowed it, which is specifically for pilgrims at pilgrimage times and not in our day and age. Okay, that's what he wants to contend. That the limit, there's a limitation on Pas Biros, that since the original raison d'etre Pas Biros was for the people Ola Rego, who came up on the pilgrimage at the time when there's a Beis HaMikdash, that raison d'etre for the Pas Biros is eternal, and one may not use them in any other context. However, even despite all that, Rabbi Avdimi of Haifa, Paskin the Haifa, and Rabbi Yirmi, Hori B'Chalaf, and Rabbi Yirmi of Paskin, Siv Chalaf, B'Pasa B'Ros, B'Zmanazah, the one is allowed to use Pasa B'Ros, even in our day and age. Okay, as long as one is using them for the purpose of traveling to for an admirable purpose, such as to Shalayim, or I think it's brought down to learn Torah or something of that sort, was allowed to use Pasbiros, make use of them, even in our day and age. Okay? So far, so good?
Is this only for certain wells or
for all wells. Okay. That thing with the pulley was limited to certain wells, but Pasbiros, we said, are not.
Four corners, right.
Okay. Now, Rav Meir is the one who said that you have to have, besides the... I really should have the Peir Shchai. There's one here, but if you maybe recall yesterday, we saw Rav Meir holds that you have to have middle strips. And each one of the sides, besides the posts at the side, you have the middle strips, right?
There were eight altogether.
Right. So they wanted to say that. So at first one wanted to say, Rameir, you're the Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir was only adding those middle strips because he was making bigger possibly rows. But if it's small enough that only needs the ones on the side, so then that's he concedes Rabbi Yehuda that four suffices. Rabbi Yehuda, however, lo yoda the Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda might not consider a mayor. He might hold you not allowed to expand the pasbiros to the extent where you need additional passing. Right, mayor, you hate the Rabbi Yehuda. So it says more. Okay, so what do you want to say? We want to say, mayor, you hate the Rabbi Yehuda. Right, mayor, isli dioim din pshutin. Isli dioim din pshutin vatamar achen. You really think so? A mayor holds you need to have both the umdin, both the double-sided pillars, and the simple pillars. And you're going to say that he agrees, sir. You know, this cannot be. I'll tell you why not, also. Why would my mayor hold you need both? He holds you need both. Why is that? Because it's a gzera. It's a decree. Mitok shat osed yumdin avalob shutim. If you don't allow him to make only the double-cornered, the double-sided pillars at the corners, and you don't make additional straight pillars in the middle, right? He might come to hold that mechitza Shabbos are permissible under those circumstances. In other words, that you are allowed to use those types of walls anywhere, not just around a well, and that's bad. And he's going to go and make Pasbiro somewhere else other than one of the permitted places. And he's going to be liable. Now, Mischaib normally means Yischaib the right, but here not necessarily. It means he's going to transgress the Avera of the Rabbanan of using Pasbiros where they're inappropriate. Because me, the Raisa could be Pasbiros work even when there is no well. That's what the Bavli at least says. It's just that Midrabbana, they limited to a place where there is a well. So in any event, Rameir says, I need you to make both the simple, four simple straight pillars, and the eight, and the four double-sided pillars, it adds a gzera, in order that the guy should know, oh, they're making me make something besides the single-sided pillars, or besides the double-sided pillars. After two things, it must be as a special case, and I can't do it somewhere else. It's a reminder to jog his memory that this is unique, and nothing else is similar. Okay? You don't like it?
I don't think it's
going to
make a difference.
You're right. Could be a moment. That should be a reminder of itself, you're saying. Well, I can't argue with you because Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that suffices. So we're just saying Rabbi Yehuda requires an extra safeguard.
Are we talking about the distance between the walls have to be less than
10 hours? According to Rabbana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can be up to 13 and a third.
So then
you only need a pole in the middle of the open book.
Right.
Okay? It's the opposite. I made a mistake. Rameh holds 10 almost, and Rabbi Yehuda 13 and a third. Okay, so says Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Chanina said, lo dein modei dein, lo dein modei dein. You're right. Neither one concedes to the other. Rabbi Yehuda holds specifically the four double-sided posts, and you may not have middle posts at all. Rameir holds specifically you need the middle post. and having side posts by itself does not suffice. Amrei Mon, Rabbi Mona said, Ava gav loma Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi did not say, Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Yossi Rabbi instead of Dochi, even though Rabbi Yossi my Rebbe did not say Hoda Milsa, he didn't say explicitly this statement. Amra de Kavasei, he made a similar statement. How so? Where do we see he made a similar statement? We're going to see at the end of the Amud. Rabbi Bun, and next word should be Rabbanon, V'Rabbanon. Rabbi Bun and the rabbis, Bon Kuvi Rabbi Zera, they asked for Rabbi Zera. Kamiyet Yoimed, now this is a big typo. Oh, the Achronim point out, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and the Lieberman point out, that it should be Kamiyet Yomed Rochok, not Oroch. Oroch means long. Not concerned about how long it is, but how far away it is from the other one. Below Yehe, and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky also takes out the next word, below Yeh Poshut. It's not going to be considered to be to fulfill the parameters of a simple one. Now, meaning by this, we no corner of Meir, you have to have both the corner one, which is double-sided, and a single one on each side. But at certain, if the single one is too close to the double one, so it becomes absorbed in the double one, right? So how far distant does it have to be? That's what we're asking.
From the double one?
Yeah.
At least over three, right?
Question whether that suffices. You're right, at least over three, right? Kamiyet yomer rochok, v'lo yepashut, then it shouldn't be considered, and it's not considered a separate. As you pointed out, if it's within three tefachim of the other one, it's all considered one continuous, right? If it's more than six tefachim away, then for sure it's separate, huflag, which is good. The machlokas is in this case, mishlosha v'ararba, when it's between three and four tefachim away. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky changes that between three and six tefachim away. Let me explain both possibilities. Between three and four tefachim away, it's already out of lavud, right? So it's not connected. But it's not separate unto itself, because the shear of separation halacha is always four tefachim. Right, so that's the shear of an opening and a breach in the wall. So the question is, between three and four tefachim, is that considered to be still connected, because it's not a true breach, or is it considered to be separate because it's more than three? That's the conventional way of learning the Gemara. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's way is to say that if it's anything less than six tefachim is a question, right? Because more than three is no lavud. You know, on the other hand, it's less than six, so if you have less than six, so you can say oimer merube, right? Because the one side is at least six, because that's a minimum amount that the post has to be in the corner, right? And the other side has some volume to it, too. So therefore, maybe because of bits of Ome Meruba, that the majority of standing structure cancels the open structure, so maybe as long as there's less than six of an interruption between the two, so that's considered already to be not an open space. And then the straight one, which I have, the simple post, which I have further down the road, is not considered to be separate, and therefore I don't fulfill Rabbi Meir's requirement that there be four posts independent of the double post. So it says, more again, a question like this, Mishlosha Vat Shisha, if it's between three and six, Intem Rabbi Meir Yod Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say Rabbi, now, deal with what you're leading up to. You want Brother Rabbi Meir does not concede the point to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you're going to say Rabbi Meir concedes to Rabbi Yehuda, no, we're not there yet. Three lines to the bottom. Inter Amer Yehuda Rabbi, if you're going to say American, sees the point of Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Then Yasek Tiomer Aruch, what do you care? Why do you need a separate one in the middle? You don't need it. All you need is four altogether. You don't need eight, right? So the whole question is moot. It's not relevant, right? Lo Yetzar Bosh, you don't need a simple one. So it must be by virtue of the fact we're asked the question, how much of a distance do you need to have between the one in the corner and the one in the middle, must be that the one in the middle must be a distinct entity in and of itself, right? Amrei Bobra Memo, Lonitzer Chai Meir Bilpshutim El Bishitas Rabbi Yehuda. The truth is, Rabbi Meir himself does not always require simple, you pointed this out yourself a few minutes ago, it doesn't always require simple middle segments. When does he require that? Only when it's more than 10 amos. Right? Like Rabbi Yehuda allows up to 13 and a third. Rabbi Meir doesn't allow, so in that case he requires simple ones in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Vafilu mishitzei. Even according to Rabbi Meir's opinion himself, in other words, up to 10 amos. Still, mikol makom, nevertheless, he requires the simple, straight ones in the middle. And this is where Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi Meir doesn't consider Rabbi Yehuda even in a small possibility, like we mentioned before, right? Why? Because since there's no more free standing instruction in free space, there is no more standing structure than free space, then Tzorek Pashut, you have to add on an additional board. Again, it's a spell quite damn, it's a slightly different example we said before. The example we said before is that we're afraid a person, well, actually it's very similar. The example we said before is we're afraid a person might make a mistake and cause to make possible elsewhere where it's not warranted. He also had a similar idea, if we don't allow him to make a simple one in the middle, says Rabbi Yosa, if you don't make a simple one in the middle, then it's people going to get confused and think you can always use Poritz Merubah Lehmed. You can always use a scenario where there's more open space and free structure. And that's not true. We're afraid people are going to do the wrong thing. So every mayor, as a mnemonic device in order to jog our memory, required us to have both Tiumdin, both double-sided posts, and Pshutim single-sided posts as well. Okay?
Okay, quickie. What
yeah.
What does it convert the area into when you put the post up there?
It's Mamish Rishus Sayyachid.
That's what I asked
you. Yeah, literally Rishus Sayyachid. Okay, the truth is, for the next one, I really. Let me make it much simpler if I get the Parish guy. So okay. Let me just get. There's one over here in the back, I think. Let me just get it for a second. Oh, I hope not, because the Gemara wasn't hard at the Gemara today.
No, no, no. I used my sleep machine.
I don't use it, I'm in trouble. If I do use it, I'm in trouble. I had to do something. Since David's out of town anyway, so maybe I'll learn with him earlier in the day.
Are you available early in the day? Any chance?
Yeah.
What time is you available? Are you available all day?
No. Be available from 12, 1 o'clock.
What?
12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So, where is it? Where can I reach you during the day? Do you have your cell phone with you? Or a beeper? Or should I leave a message at your house? Okay. Because if I can arrange an earlier time. Okay. Arrange earlier time. I don't know where his office is. I think he works in Skokie, though, somewhere. So maybe we can just meet you in the day. You're so tired of it. The president is lying. He wanted people to be honest with you.
Do you know any politician that tells the truth? And how many other presidents have fooled around? Even Eisenhower has.
All right. That's like. Anyway, we're on tape. We got to be careful. Says the Gemara. Heitz Emenachas Gedoyla. Now. What? Oh, the two dots. It's sort of the third line down at your down base. I say Evan Achaz Gedoyla. He had a large stone. Okay, look at this. You have a large stone. Instead of the double-sided thing. You have a large stone, a block, right? So, I say Evan Achaz Gedoyla. Roim Shim Ticholik. We look at it if we would split it. Yesh Bo Shishalakam Shishalakam would have six on the inside and six on the six on this side and six on that side.
Yeah.
Right, now I'm on each side. Need a mishum diomed, then it's a diomed. Is tani tani, those who learn she'im tichokek, that the language to be used is not techolek, which means to split, but techokek, which means to carve. What's the difference between the two languages? Says one says techolek and one says techokek. What's the difference? So the Gemara proposes the difference. Tani, the one to say manamar sheim techokek modibifnim. Techokek means to carve away. So that means that you look at it on the inside. In other words, this inside corner, this inside has to be 6x6. So obviously means that the outside is somewhat larger, right?
No, more so. Why bother taking away? Because you have more space inside?
No, you have less space inside. It's a b'chumra.
Oh.
Because it's going to take a smaller stone to make 6x6 on the outside,
right,
than 6x6 on the inside of the
right,
stone.
That's right.
Okay?
Oh, they're talking about 6x6 on the inside.
Right.
Okay.
So there are those who want to say that if shim techokek means mother if need measure on the inside. Man ma shim techolek, that who says that the language of techolek says mother machutzi measure on the outside, right? Which is more lenient. So Rabbi Yeh said, nah, that doesn't make a difference. Lo od beklipas ashuma chitzoyna at asi l'amida. Look. The bottom line is, even measure on the inside, you can look at it as if it's the thickness of the of a piece of garlic, of the garlic skin, actually, which is very thin. In other words, there's really a minuscule difference. Because here, look in the picture drawn here, it looks like a significant difference because he drew a large, you know, thickness to the star corner. Truth is, the thickness, though, once we're looking at it in theory, we can strip it down to a thickness to strip the size of a garlic skin, the width of a garlic skin. So then there's no real difference between the inside and the outer edge, right? Havi lo shani ben kamanda amar shim techolek ben kamar shim techokek, right? It makes no difference. It's all going to come out to basically the same thing anyway. Bank you can even give measure on the inside and you'll come to the same conclusion. So rather, what he means to say it's the mandamar shim tichol cake says you can even use a round thing in order to do it. Now, a round thing, you have to make two steps. You have to take, I don't know if he has a good picture of that. I think he did. Yeah. Round thing, you have to, oh, this is not a good picture. That's bad. I mean, it doesn't tell us exactly. No, that's not, yeah, that's a
round, but the thing is, the round thing, first you have to make it square, and then you have to cut it away. Okay, so it's two steps, right? So manda mar she'im tichokek, that says you cut it away on the inside, ba'gula holds that you can even use a round pasibiros, and you just look at it as if you made two steps. You cut it to square, and then you cut it away, so it's a proper angle. Manda mar she'im tichokek, he says that you're not allowed to carve away at it or chip away at it. What you're only allowed to do is cut it, right? He says it has to start off being square. You can't start off with a circle. Because they don't give you the right to take two steps, but both cut it down into a square and then cut it away to make an angle. You can only take the one step if you have a square going to an angle, but you can't start with a round one, according to him. Okay? It's a little bit of a difficulty, right? It's a little bit weak, but that's what it says. I don't make it up, I just read it.
Right.
Right?
Potato Choshu Kate. You should know that this is the distinction between the two prepositions. Why? The Kate Tanya. Because this we learned, we recorded, or we learned in a Bryce, a conversation between these two sides. Mesib L'Chavre, one of the sides asked the other, he said, there's nothing between my position and your position. Ella, except Shato Omer Bagula, you say if it's round, it's good enough. Anio Mer Brun Rubas, that's the start of being square. So we see that indeed was the topic of their discussion. Okay?
Hayasham Chritz. Now, amazing Chiddush Yerushalmi says is not in the Bavli. Let's say on one of the corners you didn't have an outcropping or a square, you had a trench. A trench, which is actually goes, in other words, you had three posts and one trench, which went to the ground, the same dimensions. The trench was 6 by 6, right? And it went down 10 tefachim. It works. Okay, Hayasham Chritz on Makasar Brachot. Arba, you had a trench which was at least 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, minimum shear of a trench. Yesh bo shish lekav shish lekav, it's got 6 tefachim on either side. Nito mishum dume, that it works. Okay? There's a picture of that in your, in there. No, in there. The third picture on the top of the page. What number is that? Picture number Chav Gimel. Right. Okay, so that's actually a trench which goes into the ground. And that trench serves as a dumen. Okay? Okay, says Gemara. Lo sof davar charitz, and it's not just charitz. El filu gav shusifs, even if it's a mound. Here you have a picture of a mound. No, not by you. Here in the Perish Chai. Here a picture of a mound. The mound can also serve as one of the dumdin. Okay? And not only that, el filu gav shusifs, a filu gav shusifs, miktsos achritz, miktsos gav shusifs. Let's say you have a combination of a pill, of a trench and an outcropping. The trench is 5 tefachim deep. The outcropping is 5 tefachim high. They combine together to make 10 tefachim, and that works as well. Okay? Hoyu chamisha, if there were 5 kanim. That's picture, the next picture. See the 5 reeds in the corner there? Okay? Here also you have a picture of it. 5 reeds, 1, 2, 3 on one side and 2 on the other side because this one is in the corner, right?
And between each one of the reeds is 3 tefachim, right? So that means you have 6 by 6, right? So, and there is now 3 tefachim between each one of them. And there are 6 tefachim in either direction. Then they count as diumedin. It's valid. Right, shlosha v'kasher gemi milamala. Now this is a fascinating question, which you probably does not discuss. You have to be impressed with this question. The next picture down on the line, you have chafhei. That's a tzuras of Pesach, although it's 2D. But it's, you try to make a tzuras of Pesach. You see that? So does that work? So shlosh v'keshu kei ma'al ma'ush yatzim mishum peya. Does it work because of peya, which is the Yerushalmi's term for tzuras of Pesach? Says more, no, of course not. Klum peya matzal sachei tuei muchachs mikol tzadeh. The tzuras of Pesach only works if it surrounds. You can't have tzuras of Pesach on one side. You can only have it if it surrounds, right? Right. So that's no good, right? Right. So it has to connect somehow. Ella behein daglin. The question is like in this case, it's aglin usually means round, but here it means closed. In the next case, look at the next case. You made a tzuras pesa, which is surrounds an area, right? So can you use that as a dumid? You're right. Right? Why? But why? It's a good question. Why not? Why it doesn't work in Yerushalmi gives a nice explanation of it. Says Yerushalmi, kisos elabhein daglin kisosim, what's closed. Just like we said by the stone, by the square, so that you can split it apart. So is that 6 on either side? It works as diumen. Okay. Can I say the same thing here? Says more, no. A very beautiful reason why not. Time on there, you know why? Because by stone you can carve it away in theory,
and it, until you have a garlic thick, the garlic skin thickness of stone.
Right.
Right? So Taman, ad klipas ashum chitzon ad osi lamida. You can put it. You can depict it as if it's eventually down to the outer garlic skin layer of the surface of the stone. However, hacha ma is loch. However, here, how do you propose to do it? Im oimer hakein, what are you going to do? Carve away the Torah Sapesa so you'll be left with nothing. As we said, right, which is no good.
Right?
If you carved away the inside in order to try and make a two-sided thing, yeah, it's no good because we just got said Torah Sapesa has to be a closed area. So the moment you start carving, you're left with an open area and that's not about Torah Sapesa. So even though by stone you can cut away in theory, in this case you can cut away because that would deprive you of Torah Sapesa. Okay? You could. But that would be practical. Right. Obviously. Okay? Hakoisel ve'ilon. Now, the same thing. You can, if you have here a wall or a tree, ve'ishos means a thicket. Ve'ishos is a kind of a thicket of reeds. They can all serve as a diumid. However, this thicket of reeds or this wall came there on its own. It's not man-made. So then, the tali may not base aside. They can only serve as wall up to a base aside because we said by natural walls you're restricted. They can only have 5,000 square amos within the walls, right? We said that at the end of Erev in the Bavli, with the tree topped and under the tree, you're going to carry up to a base of Sime, right? I saw them beyond, but if they're man-made, right, they're fixed there, so then you can be metalted within them, even up to a core or two core, as much as you want, because once it's man-made, you can make it as large as a one. Hoysa ber achas, godo. The case is like this. Chav Zayin. You had a be'er, right, and pas biros, but the pas biros only extended over half of the well. The well was not placed in the middle, but rather towards the side. So in this case, ha'isa be'er, achas godol godol, l'chetzi osa l'chetzi losa, only made on half of it, for the half which you made, it's permissible, right? You can carry there. You now have to carry on the other half. Very simple, right? Is that clear? If there were two wells next to each other, now that's this scenario over here. Can I use the middle wall for both? Now, the truth is, in this case, I would say, why not? The way the stipulus son has it, it's mamish two pasbiros, one next to the other. The way the Or Sameach draws it, it's talking about a case where, over here, like I drew on the side of my Gemara, it's talking about a case where you're missing one diomed in the middle. You have the diomedim on the four corners, the outer corners, surrounding the two biros, but you don't have one, you're missing one, and you have one in the middle. Right? But you're missing the other one.
Okay.
So what's halacha in this case? So he says, in this case, interesting halacha. He says, do I use the middle wall for both? What are we talking about? The only question is whether two people can fulfill simultaneously. Because then they're both using this middle wall. The truth is, I'm using my wall and this wall, and you're using this wall and this wall. So if we're using it simultaneously, so then these two, then it's a mutually exclusive. So it's a paradox. Because I'm using this pass as part of my part of my section. Using this pass as part of your section, right? So that's no good, right? But if one of them is doing it on one side and the other does it on the other side, then that's for sure okay. Nidan lekan lekan. Then in that case, they can serve for each side on turn. Okay, chotzer shreis psucha lepasik. Now this is a complicated case. It's not complicated, but it's new. Chiddush. Next case in the stipulus son. Chotzer shreis psucha. You see that case over there? You have a chatzar, though he only has one. The truth is, he has there two chatzars, which next gets somewhere. But imagine there's only one chatzar there. Okay. That's one chatzar extended to the Pasabi Rose.
Okay.
So it's a courtyard which extends between the Pasabi Rose. So says the Yerushalmi, chatzar sheep to the Pasim, talim in a chatzar the Pasim. For you can carry from the chatzar to the Pasim. But not from the pasim to the chotzer. In other words, the pasim is subordinate to the chotzer, right? But the chotzer is not subordinate to the pasim, right? The carbonated change of gears to say you can't carry from either to the other one. You can't carry back and forth. You can't carry back and forth at all from the courtyard to the. But Lieberman proves that that's incorrect. Says you can carry from the chotzer into the pasim, because since the pasim are less of Rishus HaYachid, so therefore they become subordinate to the chotzer, but you can't carry from the pasim to the chotzer, from the lesser Rishus HaYachid to the greater Rishus HaYachid. Okay? Hashtayim. Now that's only true if you have one chotzer. What if there are two chotzeros? Then also they now have to carry it all. Why is that? Because there's no way to make proper Erev Chatzeres between these 2 yards. Why can't you make proper Erev Chatzeres between these yards? Each Arad makes Erev Chatzeres on its own. What unites yards, normally? In a Mavri, what unites 2 yards? No, Shitufei Mevos.
There's something crossing
on top. No, well, forget about the wall structure now. Let's talk about the matzahs. Besides with the matzahs which you gather together to make the Erev Chatzeros among the house and the chatzer, you'll need to make Shitufei Mevos between the two chatzeros. It's called Shituf Mevos. But they won't become united in a common Mavui. Problem is here, there's no Mavui in which they can become united. What is there? Pasibiros. There's no din of Erev Chatzeros or Shituf Mevos in a Pasibiros, so they can't become united. It's not just this scenario where there are two courtyards. Alfilu chotzer achas uvoshne batim. It's a fascinating concept, he says. Let's say there's only one courtyard. Going back to one courtyard. But there are two houses on the courtyard.
Okay.
Now, they can make an Erev among themselves, right?
Right.
But they can't carry in the Pasi Biros. Why can't they carry in the Pasi Biros? Because... This is a lumdisha concept. This is a theoretical construct. Erev Chatzeres unites us, but doesn't make us one.
Right.
So if he unites us and doesn't make us one, we still need, besides Erev Chatzeres, when we want to go to another area, a Shituf Mevos. We need to contract in that Mavri, in that alley, to be united as well. So we need two procedures. According to Yushalmi, Erev Chatzeres to unite us in the Chatzer. That unites us but doesn't make us one. So therefore, when again we want to carry in the Mavli, we need another procedure called Shitufei Mevos. Can you do Shitufei Mevos in the Pasibi Rose? No, because it's not a Mavli, right? They never made a Takona there. So therefore, as long as there are two houses, they can't carry even in the same courtyard. Not in two courtyards like this. Even in the same courtyard, they can't carry out. Okay? Because they can't make the Shitufei Mevos, which is necessary. Okay, Savra Meimer below Shloever. Now I explained all of this outside, but the Gemara goes through it inside. Savra Meimer Shloever. They wanted to say the reason why these two houses cannot carry in the passing is because they didn't make an eruv. Hoim eruvu, but if they made an eruv mutar, then they're allowed to carry even between the baspiros. Rav Daniel, Breid Rav Katina, Rishem Rav Huna said no. I feel evil, even in the two houses in the chotzer made an eruv asuros. She'ein eruv osa osan achas. The eruv does not make them one; it unites them, and therefore they need an additional unification in the mavli. Can they make such unification? No, because not a mavli, so therefore they cannot make it. Right? Rav Huna de Kedaiti. Rav Huna expresses elsewhere this concept that eruv does not make us one; it just unites us. Now let me tell you this outside before I tell you inside. Listen, you have halacha, if there's one Jew living with a goyim in his courtyard, he doesn't have to rent property from them. He doesn't have to rent the right to carry. Why is that? Because it's not prevalent. One Jew doesn't live alone in a courtyard of goyim. Why is that? Because goyim are murderers.
And if there aren't many Jews to mutually protect each other, so goy, it's not something which is not prevalent, and Chazal didn't make such a takon in that case to be so chrushus. So they made takon if there are more than one Jew in a courtyard, because then people do live like that, because they protect each other, and we don't like them like that. We don't like people living in close proximity to non-Jews. So therefore, it's an incentive to get them to move out. We told them, oh, you want to stay, you have to be so chrushus in order to carry on Shabbos. Now, let's say, says the Gemara, you have multiple Jews, many Jews with a goy, but they made an Erev between all of them.
Okay.
Does that work? Because now they became one.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're like one Jew with a many goyim. And one Jew with many goyim doesn't have to make a schiras or shus.
Right.
It's true, there are many people, but they made an Erev, so maybe that makes them one. So then Rav Huna said it doesn't make them one, it just unites them. That's why they still need schiras or shus. They still have to rent out the right to carry. Okay? So that's what he's about to say. Rechuna ma'afil irvu asuro she'ein erv oitzo sonachas. Rechuna g'day to this bargain. Rechuna is like, the same opinion wasn't a machlokas. What's a machlokas? Mavu ishetzito echad akum. And one side are goyim. Betzito echad Yisrael. And one side are Jews. Rechuna b'shem rav amar. Rechuna said name of rav. If irvu derek psochim, even they made an erv together through their core, their doorways, Hakamos are laying, the goy still forbids them from carrying. Well, until they're so chrushus. Our Khanim Shirbi Yochanan, he argues. He says, I feel irvu derek chalonos, even if they made an erv, not because they share common openings into the chum b'chotzer, but because of a very obscure case, yeah, in the Bavli, very obscure though. Even if they live in such close proximity,
sure,
that there's one Jew's house opens into the Mav with the Chatzer,
sure,
the other Jew's house opens behind that Jew's house into that Jew's house, right?
Yeah.
So the mamish very close together. That's what it means in Erev through chalonos, through windows, because they're mamish right next to each other. And I might say, in that case, for sure, they have to be so chrushus, because they're certainly going to protect each other. They're so close to each other.
Right.
So therefore, there, in order to chazal, would enforce their takana. And even if these two guys who are living in close proximity to each other made an Erev together, they still have to be so chrushus from the goy. Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, once they made an Eruv, even through the windows, Eina Akum Osar Leyen, the goy cannot forbid them from carrying. In other words, they don't have to be so chrushus. So we see Rav Huna is consistent. Rav Huna holds that an Eruv does not make everybody one. So that in that case, the Jews would be one on one against the goy. And there's many Jews there, and therefore they would have to not do schiras or shus. He holds it just unifies them. And that's why over here they have to make an additional unification above in the pasim, which they cannot do, so they can't carry it all in the pasim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan holds that an Erev unifies and makes one as well. Therefore, once they're one, so they can carry between the pasim as well. Right? So as we know, I feel these by Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Huna kick Rabbi Yochanan tamon. Even if Rav Huna held like Rabbi Yochanan, that an Erev makes everybody one. Tamon mutar modu. There over there you would be allowed to carry without being so rishus. Modu ach, here even Rabbi Yochanan can see chu osir. Why? Tamon shemel macha techore vabeer, because here actually over there, even though it says over there, it means over here. Here we're afraid that we're not going to let him carry between the pasim when he has another friend in the courtyard. Right? Why is that? Because Afusovar Lomar Shema. Because maybe the next day the pasbi rolls, the bear will get filled in. It'll get stuffed up, and he's going to continue carrying through his eruv. Afusovar Shema eruv boi bepasbi rolls. We're afraid that he's going to continue carrying the pasbi rolls on the basis of his eruv, whereas pasbi rolls does not work in eruv. It only works in a chutzah. But eruv chutzah is not working pasbi rolls. It only works in a chutzah, right? Right, and a very moil erev pasibiros, right? And since an erev doesn't work in pasibiros, so therefore it's not going to be valid, and therefore we don't let him now even use an erev, lest he come when there is a well, lest he come to use an erev when there is no well, which is absolutely forbidden. Is that clear?
Yeah. Exactly.
In other words, in this situation, we have a courtyard opening into the well. And even if it's one courtyard, but there are two people in the courtyard, and they want to use an Erev Chatzeres between the two of them, and carrying the pod between the possum as a result, that's forbidden. Why? Because we're afraid that someday a situation might occur where the well will get stuffed up, and they'll forget that there was only a special enter when there's a well, and they'll come to carry even under those circumstances. Okay, so therefore, even if Erev Chatzeres makes one, we still wouldn't allow them to get away with it. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.